This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Steve Barnes reports in the Albany Times-Union that performance artist Marina Abramovich has abandoned plans for a Hudson-based performance art space. 5 years ago, Abramovich held a press conference in Manhattan to announce a $15 million arts institute in a building she had purchased on Columbia Street at 21 North 7th Street in Hudson. Eventually, reports of the cost of the proposal grew to as much as $31 million. On October 4th, Abramovich admitted the project was going nowhere at a talk at a Manhattan gallery, according to the Art newspaper. The Hudson Building is a 20,000-square-foot former theater and tennis center that retains the same broken windows from when Abramovich purchased the building. She said she will likely sell the building, according to the report. Abramovich also has a home in Chatham and in Manhattan. Quote, I, as a performance artist, could never raise $31 million unless some amazing guy from the Emirates came forward or some Russian who just wrote a check because he believed in me. But in real life, that doesn't happen, end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise about the full slate of candidates in Knox for the November 7th election. Town Supervisor Vasilios Lefkadidis has unsuccessfully asked for 2 election cycles for support from the Democratic Party, so now is running as a Republican. Councilperson Amy Picorni is running for supervisor on the Democratic side. Other Democrats running for the council include Daniel Hanley, a teacher, and Brett Pulliam, a carpenter who is not enrolled in a political party but has been on the planning board. Republicans have 1 Democrat, Ken Saddlemyer, and 1 unaligned candidate, Carl Pritchard, running for council. Saddlemyer, a dairy farmer, previously lost a write-in campaign against Hanley. Pritchard is a mechanic with a business in Knox, making his first run for office. For town clerk, incumbent Democrat Tara Murphy is against Tracy Shands, an Independence Party member running on the GOP line. For town justice, incumbent Democrat Jean Gagnon faces Republican Timothy Francis. For Knox tax collector, incumbent Democrat Diane Champion is endorsed by both the Democratic and Republican parties. Knox highway superintendent Gary Salisbury, a Republican, is also endorsed by both parties. Roughly 40% of Knox registered voters are Democrats, about 22% are Republicans, and 27% are not affiliated with any party. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Richard Moody in Columbia Green Media previews the November 7th election between incumbent Columbia County Sheriff David Bartlett and Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman. Bartlett is running on the Republican, Conservative, Independence, and Reform Party lines, and Volkman is on the Democratic, Working Families, and Women's Equality Party lines. Republicans have held the sheriff's office in Columbia County for the last 17 years, and Bartlett won his first term 4 years ago, almost by a 2-to-1 margin. Quote, I was honored when I was asked to run because it is important people have a choice. When there is a choice, the people win, end quote, Volkman said. Quote, people see a difference between Bartlett and me. He hired a new investigator, and I say you can't arrest your way out of the opioid epidemic, end quote. Bartlett declined to be interviewed, but has been endorsed by the Columbia County Deputy Sheriff's Benevolent Association and State Senator Kathy Marchione. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, Matthew Hamilton reports in the Albany Times-Union that a new poll shows that support for a constitutional convention continues to drop in New York. On November 7th, voters will choose whether or not to hold a convention that could rewrite major laws in New York. In February, a poll showed 63% of New Yorkers in favor of holding a convention, with 24% opposed. Now, a Siena College poll released October 6th found just 44% are in favor and 39% say they'll vote against the measure. Republicans and union households were both most against the convention at 54% opposed. Read that story in the Albany Times-Union.
I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.